Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift live from Publix Buckhead Landing. It's just an absolutely phenomenal establishment right now. If you guys have not been to this Publix, this has got to be the marquee Publix of their entire – I don't know where they have, probably 500 Publix out there. I can't imagine one is nicer than this. If you haven't seen it, make sure you come check it out. We're at 3300 Piedmont Road Northeast. It is a Falcons Friday. We're obviously talking all things Atlanta Falcons. Touched earlier on the Thursday night football game and obviously the Major League Baseball playoffs, which were insane yesterday. I don't know how much of that game you caught yesterday with the Cubs and the Brewers, but that one's going to a game five. I mentioned this to you earlier. I'm not sure for a turnaround day or a travel that there is a quicker travel than going from Chicago to Milwaukee. It's like an 80-mile train ride. Like those guys are sleeping in their own bed, the Chicago players. And most of them live north of town anyway, probably up in Evanston. So a lot of craziness with that one.
You know, they wish they were still playing too. Chicago wishes they were playing today.
And, oh, no doubt.
Because they got hot last night. Real quick, I'm torn on this because personally, I wouldn't mind seeing Chicago win. Never been a big Brewers guy. And I like Dansby. I'm pulling for him. I talked about that yesterday. But I don't think Chicago can beat the Dodgers. And I do think the Brewers can beat the Dodgers with the pitching that they have. So I'm torn on who I want to win. And I've got friends that are Cubs fans. You, your cousin Nate, I consider him a friend. And so I wouldn't mind seeing him. But then again, like, you know, I don't like any of these teams. Just like I said with Philly, I don't mind. The Philly-Dodgers game was like, that series was like picking between Emperor Palpatine and Darth Vader. I mean, can they both
go lose? Ahead, Dylan. Go ahead.
Well, I'll say this real quick. You do got one former Brave, at least, on the Brewers. You got Wild Bill out there.
Oh, yeah.
That's true, I guess.
you can pull for him. It is interesting to watch all that play out. And like you said, the Dodgers get the win against the Phillies yesterday. It was an 11-inning affair. Here's how I feel about it, and we're going to get to all this Zach Robinson stuff. I'm not sure anybody can beat the Dodgers. That's the unfortunate situation. So if that's the case, I'd rather pull for a team like Chicago to be able to do it. There's so many storylines there. Craig Counsell obviously literally jumped ship from Milwaukee to head down to the Cubs just a couple of years ago. So it's interesting to kind of keep tabs on that entire ordeal. But I think it's Shota Imanaga that will go for Chicago in 2 days when they face off in Game 5 of that series. So we'll have our eyes peeled on that. A lot of action yesterday when it comes to Flowery Branch. And I want to hear from a couple of cuts, both from Zach Robinson and, you know, Zach Robinson being asked numerous things about being on the field. But also, here's Zach Robinson when he was asked a question about his name being floated for the Oklahoma State job.
I'll kind of leave that, but just honestly just focus on today. And
Yeah, kind of leave that. We'll just focus on today.
Well, look, there's I've seen too many of these. I've seen Nick Saban in Miami sit here and say how he would never leave Miami. It was blah, 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 blah. And then he's called a liar for years. It took him like probably 7 or 8 years for people in the media to stop calling Nick Saban just a liar. And fans still do because of that. And so I think Zach Robinson had the perfect answer. Like, it's not like Zach Robinson is texting with the AD about his contract or what he wants or that kind of stuff. I guess Zach Robinson probably hasn't been contacted at all. His agent.
I was going to say.
Maybe, but not Zach Robinson.
The couple of middlemen that are involved. And I'm sure there's – I don't know what that conversation goes like. I've never been a part of one of those, but I have to imagine it's an AD, you know, calling an agent going, hey, just curious if he would have any interest Is there any possibility, you know, before we kind of move that route or before we start to kind of wait on him? And I think he is the perfect candidate for that job. We've had our ups and downs here with Zach Robinson in terms of how I feel about his play calling and, you know, the depth of the playbook. But I think that's a place that you can go. You can kind of develop your own style, if you will, and you can do things a lot differently in the college game. Here's a cut, and this is Raheem Morris. He was on Dukes and Bell yesterday. They asked him about the possibility of Zach Robinson leaving.
It's very normal. Like, it's not normal to everybody else in the world that don't know, you know. But, like, in the coaching business, that's what happens. When you do a good job and you're sought after, that's what we all look for our guys. When I got here, I talked about having a developmental staff and having people, hiring people that are smarter than you, that you want to put in position to have great things happen. So I know this about Zach. He knows how he gets those jobs is do the greatest job he can for the Atlanta Falcons. And that's all he worries about. That's what he cares about. That's what we built in. That's what our character is. That's what our makeup is. That's everything that we're about. So, like, we don't worry about those things. The other stuff is fun for you guys to talk about. And those things come up when you guys get a chance to talk about who's going where, who's doing what. I mean, we've somehow found a way to make Black Monday a fun thing in the National Football League. So when it happens during the season, I've been a part of it. I've been a part of it for a lot of years. When it's, whether it was getting the Atlanta job or was interviewing for other jobs, your focus doesn't change when you want to do and you got as much compassion and passion for your team and care for the guys that you're around. You want to win football games for your guys. You don't care about all that stuff.
Yeah. All right, let's put it this way. What's more distracting, having a guy, you know, talking about what you would do for 30 minutes with an AD on a phone call or a Zoom or whatever, an interview, or going and talking to the media where they try to throw darts at you and daggers and try to catch you to say something? The media obligations that these guys have is just as distracting as anything else. It's taking.
Oh, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Stop
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
You don't actually believe that. Let me just throw it out to you like this. And I'm all about Zach Robinson taking this job, but to say that a media obligation is as distracting as being a college head football coach at the end of
no,
the season.
No, it's not
is
about
ridiculous.
Being. No, I'm not talking about being the coach. I'm talking about the being speculated
yeah,
about
but,
it and interviewed.
The problem is that it's not just speculation. It's clear that there is a game plan being laid out to me. I don't think he's accepted the job, but let's just say that there's.
I don't know. We don't even know if he's even been interviewed for the
well,
job.
Let's just. Come on. Come on now. If he wouldn't have at least had a phone call about it, he would have just said, I haven't heard anything about it.
The phone call was from his agent and said, they're asking if you're interested. Are you interested? Sure, I'll
okay,
listen.
But here's my point. Let's move past that. Okay, yeah, I'm interested. The AD says, okay, well, we're waiting on him. All right, we're just going to wait on him. He's our number one priority. Okay, then how does it build from there?
Well,
then all of a sudden we're talking about general managers. We're talking about coaching staffs. We're talking about transfer
okay,
portal players.
Yes,
that's,
but – It
That's
would have,
a whole nother level.
But it would have came out that he's interviewed had he interviewed. There is no secret in college football anymore. We literally know guys are on Zooms with players that are head coaches, with players that are on teams, and this happening probably one happened last night.
I agree with you from that aspect. I just don't think there's an interview. That's my point.
I don't think there's
an interview at all. I think he's
you think
the number
it's his
one
job
I think he's the number one priority for them.
Well, I would if I was an Oklahoma State fan then, I would be livid that I've had the same coach for the last 17 years.
Yeah.
And they fire him to go hire his quarterback at one point
he
in time
lasted
and they,
for 17
and
years
they don't,
for a reason.
But they don't interview anyone else. I mean, there's nobody else in the college landscape that might want to take one of the richest jobs in the country as far as the money that goes into the school.
I'm not faulting anybody here. My point in answering, you know, what you're trying to say about
I'm
this
saying,
is just as distracting
well,
as
yes.
saying that that's ridiculous.
I'm
because
not
if we
talking,
get to December and Oklahoma State still doesn't have a head coach, I'm pretty much going to guarantee you it's going to be Zach
look,
Robinson.
If I knew that he had interviewed or accepted the job, I would say, yeah, they're, that he's probably – got his toes in too many things. But the reality is we don't know that. That what we're talking about is he's been speculated as a candidate. How did he feel about it? And then the question with Raheem, I believe, was, is that distracting for him being a candidate? And Rob's like, no, we do this all the time. This is what we do. The question wasn't about he's not going to be the head coach and he's putting the staff together. Those are two different things. And I think most of these guys already know who they want to take with them when they go places. Raheem had it was reported when Raheem was interviewing for jobs that if he got a job, he was taking Zach Robinson with him.
Yeah.
How did so he had already somebody already got
the
that
same conversation about DeMeco Ryans and Bobby Sloat.
Yeah,
remember
but
that?
That's my,
I mean, it's.
I know, but that's my point. Is like they've already thought about all this. It's not anything different.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Them.
My point being is that I don't think any of it's technically a distraction. I don't think that the media obligation takes any priority over that. I think the whole thing, a media obligation's done when it's done. I think the whole thing about being speculation around him being the head coach, that just lingers.
So
like, it's just out there. He's texting buddies. He's talking about recruits. He's like whatever else. There's a million.
So you don't think going to in front of the media and getting hammered about a bad outing or like he did after the Carolina game, you don't think that you think that's over right then? You don't think people are like, man, they went after you or that was rough, or you don't think that he might have heard something for the first time that maybe stuck with him? Like
my point being is that he's being paid by the Atlanta Falcons to do that right now.
Yes,
he's
I agree.
Not being paid by Oklahoma State.
But we don't know, but we're speculating that he is doing stuff that we have no clue he's doing that. We haven't even been reported that he's actually been contacted.
If he had not, then why wouldn't he have said I haven't been contacted?
The question wasn't, have you been contacted?
What was the question? Because I know G Money's the one that asked it. Garrett.
The way I understood it was there's speculation about you being and I'll pull up – I know Josh Kendall retweeted Garrett's question, and he was basically like, hey, you know, there's speculation that you're a candidate for the job. And he was like, I'll just leave it there.
And let me just say this. I don't mind that he's a candidate for the job. As a matter of fact, I hope he gets the job. I think it'd be a great job for him. I think he's a good dude. I think he's very smart in the way he goes about things. But
okay, here's the question.
Go ahead.
Asked if he had been contacted by Oklahoma State. He says, I'll kind of leave that and just focus on today.
That's exactly what I'm saying, though. Like, if he had not, why not say no, haven't?
I think we knew that he had been contacted.
Sure.
I think the point is, though, is that we don't know if he's had an interview. And again, because of how I've heard things go, contacted to me means they talked to his agent.
For sure.
Doesn't mean the AD didn't text Zach Robinson, but hey, dog, you want this job?
And I'm sure the agent started Zach.
Yeah, but he said, hey, they're interested. Would you be interested and seeing what it would look like? And
I'm
sure he said, yeah.
I think it's a little bit unfair, in my opinion, to say his media obligations with the Atlanta Falcons are more pressing or more of a distraction than anything he's doing Oklahoma
State.
I think we're going to get the snowball effect.
What do you mean?
I think it's just going to build. The further into the future we get on this, it's
going to
become
more
and more.
But we are talking about it more than they are in that building. You know that. And I don't believe for any second right now that his agent texting him that they're interested in him took hours upon hours away from him game planning for the last 2 weeks for a Buffalo defense.
Yeah, we're talking about a lot of things more than they are in that building. You know, the pistol, the depth of the running back's heels, things like that.
Yeah.
And we got to talk about a lot more when we come back. We're going to hit a little bit of college football, man. Massive slate tomorrow. Some movement in the injury situations around. It looks like maybe John Mateer might give it a go. I don't know. We'll talk about that. We'll break it down on the other side of the break for the morning shift. It's Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.